The Central New York Vietnam Veterans of America held their annual watchfire at the New York State Fairgrounds last night. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, thousands of people came to honor the memory of those who have served.
The names of loved ones lost who served in the military were written on pieces of plywood, which were then used as kindling for the watchfire. The event was billed as the largest gathering of veterans in New York State. It symbolically represents the tradition of, after a battle, lighting a bonfire for troops who are missing so they can find their way back. But the fire also provides a respectful means for retiring old, tattered American flags. Reginald Manuel of Atlanta, Georgia, grew up in Syracuse and served two tours in the U.S. Army Infantry Divisions in Iraq. This is his second year in a row coming to the watchfire.
This is like a homecoming to me when it comes to the service. You have all branches of the service that are here. It goes to my heart. I've lost my father who served. My brother passed away who wanted to serve. So it definitely reaches home.
At dusk, the fire was lit. The large crowd gathered close around it all had to move many yards back because of the intense heat. As so many people came to pay their respects, a grim reality remains. The United States is still at war. The 10th Mountain Division at Fort Drum is still deploying units to Afghanistan and training security forces in Iraq. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.